that way. But that's been very useful. And believe me, I did end up using that board when I went through my the CEO search. So 150 days ago, our founder, who'd been running Conservation International for 30 years, stepped down. And, you know, and I became the CEO. And last year, the board went through a very challenging process of trying to decide who the next CEO and what the next leadership team would look like. And it's a very scary moment for an organization because over half of the CEOs who come in after a founder fail. And actually, if you want to get the job, you want to be the one in waiting. Like, seriously, like, that's what typically happens. New CEO comes in, they fail, and either the old CEO comes back or the person in waiting kind of gets the role and then runs it. So it's fraught with challenges and dangers all over the place. And I really didn't think I would get it. I thought there was a chance I would get it, but I was really worried about it for lots of reasons, including my color, to be absolutely honest. And this mentoring group, honest to God, coached me. Them and a couple of other people really helped coach me through this.
Can you share any of the advice?
Yeah, one really simple one. So this is such an amazing thing, and I've applied for other jobs before, like kind of like the CEO or top level person job, and not got that. Three times in the past I've been rejected for that. Get very close, and then somehow either they talk me out of it or I get rejected. Here's what I was doing. So they would ask me, so tell me about this. So why do you want this job? And I'd be like, well, look, I've got a good career. I don't really need this. But, you know, if it was the right thing, you know, you kind of had this, like, kind of long, meandering story about saying, you know, I'm not totally vested. Like, yeah, I could do this, but I could do lots of other things. And I actually feel that way in a lot of ways, right? So in a lot of ways, I think I didn't start my life thinking I want to be the CEO of Conservation International. It was never a dream. It was never a goal. Never a goal. The goal was to have impact. I didn't really care how I had impact. But what these guys said to me was, like, one guy actually said this to me. He said, that is not the right answer. I want you to repeat after me. Say, I will walk through a wall to get this job. He said, now say it. I'm like, really? He said, say it. So I walk through a wall. He says, now, when you go into that interview, they're going to ask you this question, and I want you to repeat this. I will walk through. So he did. First question, why do you want this job? Tell us what prepared you for this job. I said, let me make one thing clear. I will walk through a wall to get this. And they all went, great. Because guess what? Most times when you're hiring people, and I do this all the time, I hire people all the time, and I'm so amazed that I didn't listen to my own rule. You want someone who gives you the confidence that they will solve the problems that you don't want to deal with. Right? You want someone who's coming in and say, you know what? I got this. You don't want someone to come in and say, I don't know if I really want it, convince me, and then you start negotiating day one. You don't want to do that. It's a very, very simple rule. So whatever job you go for, start by saying, let me be clear, I really want this job. I will walk through a wall to get this job. Now let me tell you what makes me so great for this, and then just lay it out. You can negotiate later. It's a really simple one.